Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description.
Can you guess the first thing you need to do when thinking about relocating to Asheville? You need to call me. Call me, text me, email me, however you wanna get a hold of me with any questions, concerns, if you just wanna talk and clarify some things, you need to call me. I'd be happy to walk you through the process, give you some tips. We can jump either on a regular call, we can exchange emails. I do Zoom calls with a lot of people as well, whatever works for you. But get a hold of me. I will be happy to help you any way I can. Number two, pick your hood. Even though Asheville is not a huge city, you still want to know what part of town, what neighborhood would be the best fit for you. Everyone has their own unique needs and wants, and you want to kind of figure out where you want to be, where you will fit best, and whether you want to be close to your job, whether you want to be close to school, to certain amenities, to proximity to certain amenities, or maybe away from all the amenities. Maybe you're looking for a certain type of neighborhood, walkable or with mountain views, more affordable by price range, by location, by size. You know, all these things are important and play a huge role when somebody is trying to decide where they want to live in the brand new area. And if you did item number one, we would have covered that, because that's one of the things I'm trying to figure out, is where would be the best place for somebody to live in according to their interests, tastes, budget, and needs and wants. Number three, I know it is very important for a lot of people to be part of the community, but how do you do it in a brand new place, in a brand new state or town or area? One of the best ways to do that or to start doing it is by joining groups and communities. Join some online groups and communities, whether it's on Facebook or on other social media platforms. And there are a ton of different groups out there by interest, by hobbies, by sports and whatnot. And I think that would be, you know, not only useful to establish and the community and get to know people, but also start conversations with people and have your, maybe some of your questions answered. For example, I am part of a couple of different mom groups here on Facebook that, you know, in the area. And there's so many great questions and great discussions in those groups. Anybody can ask any question, and it's so helpful. Everyone is trying to be super helpful and give tips and advice. And I see a lot of people who are moving to the area that are part of the groups, and they just ask questions there as well. So it's real easy, and that way you can start to know people, can start getting their insights and opinions and tips on various topics. Number four, and that is a big one. And although there's a lot of people these days, especially with the start of pandemic, who can work remotely anywhere in the world, doesn't matter where they live, they can work online, there's still a lot of people who need a job with a physical address. So find a job or start looking for a job, because let me tell you, it's not easy to find a job in Asheville or to find a high-paying job in Asheville. We don't have a whole lot of high-paying positions. So start your search early on, and again, talk to the groups. Start talking to people in those communities that you joined, hopefully, and, you know, see where it's gonna take you. But job, you know, is important because most people rely on a job to pay for bills, for housing, for entertainment, and you know, everything else. Number five, figure out housing. Do you want to buy right away when you move to Asheville? If so, you're still probably going to need some place to live while you are, first of all, looking for a house, and that might take a while. And then you come from contract to close, and that it can take anywhere from 2 weeks, if it's a cash deal, for example, up to 45 days if you go through bank. So have a plan for where you're going to live. There's not a whole lot of short-term rentals available in the area, unless it's an Airbnb. So that can be problematic for some people, depending on their budget, because anything furnished is typically more expensive. And there's not a whole lot of places that rent apartments or houses short-term unfinished. And by short-term, I mean anything less than 6 months. The shortest term I've seen that's typical is about 6 months, 6 months to a year. So figure out that right away, whether you want to rent or buy. If you decide to rent for, you know, first 6 months to a year, and that way you can figure out the area, the lay of the land, figure out where you want to be, so you don't feel pressured that like you have to decide, you know, the neighborhood, the part of town right away. Give yourself some time, rent at first, but still you need to start searching for a rental place early on. Rentals in Asheville also come and go pretty quickly if they're reasonable and in good location. And by good location, I mean, I know it means a lot of different things for a lot of different people. So scratch that. But, you know, good rentals that are priced well in good condition can go quickly. There's a ton of apartments. They can be pricey. So I recommend searching early on. Unfortunately, there's not one website for all the rentals in the area, unlike Homes for Sale. And I go to the same websites that are available to everyone else, sites like Zillow, ForRent.com, places like that. One tip is when you put a search criteria, do not put Asheville, because that's going to give you an area like this big. It's going to be very limiting. But instead, put the whole Buncombe County. If you decide to that you want to be in Buncombe County, for example, and that's where Asheville and Black Mountain, Arden, Candler, Weaverville is. If you want to be outside of Buncombe County in a different county, for example, Henderson County, that's a neighboring county, that's where Hendersonville, Fletcher, Mills River are, you know, put the whole county, because that's going to give you a lot more options and you're still going to be super close to all the major amenities. Pay attention to scam. Craigslist is a bad place for scammers to advertise. Actually, it's a very easy place for scammers to advertise. So be careful. There's a lot of scam there on Craigslist. Not to say that reputable landlords and property managers do not advertise there, but it's also an easy place for scammers to advertise. Anybody who is renting out a property or leasing it out should be able to let you in. And typically, those scammers never have a key. They always have an excuse at the last minute why they cannot let you in. They tell people, go look in the windows. Oh, and the real estate sign that's for sale in the yard, that's from the times when we tried to sell this house and the realtor was dishonest, blah, blah, blah. Red flag. The easiest way to verify who the owner is by tax records. And we are coming back to item number one. Call me and I can verify at least that for you and tell you where this rental is, what part of town, what's close by, you know, things like that. So call me with any questions. Number six, are you a parent of a toddler? Are you a parent of a baby? Are you expecting? Are you thinking about having a baby maybe next year, or you're trying to get a baby to get pregnant? Well, my advice is start researching your daycares and babysitting situation even before anything else, because let me tell you, it can be such a pain. Daycares, it's hard to find one that will take you right away. A lot of daycares have huge, long waiting lists. It's not uncommon to be on a waiting list for a year or two. I think I even heard somebody being on the list for longer than that. So it's ridiculous. Start researching your daycares and get on those lists. Get on that waiting list early on. If you even just thinking about moving to Asheville and you have kids, a little kids, you know, not school age kids, babies, if you're pregnant, I'm not joking. And coming back to joining all those groups and communities, there's a lot of discussion about daycares in the mom groups on Facebook. I'm gonna drop a link to one of them in the description. It's one of my favorite ones. Always great information there, very helpful tips. Everyone is trying to be super helpful and, you know, supportive there. So start your research there, because that can turn into a huge pain if you don't take care of it early on.
Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area. And I will talk to you next time.